Lesson 9. Diamonds. A diamond is the hardest substance found on Earth. It can be scratched only by another diamond and is impervious to even the strongest acids. A diamond is so dense, so tightly packed with carbon atoms, that light passing through it slows to one-third its normal speed. A diamond is a mineral form of carbon. For carbon to crystallize into a diamond, extreme heat and great pressure are required. Diamonds are likely formed in molten rock deep in the earth and then forced upward. In its natural state, a diamond can have one of several appearances, including that of a lusterless opaque gray or black stone, or even a nondescript bit of glass. What transforms a diamond from its natural state into the scintillating gem in the jeweler's display case? It depends largely on the diamond cutter's skill in cutting, sawing, and polishing. In the past, after scrutinizing the diamond from every angle, the cutter would cleave it with a single blow aimed at a precise spot, a nerve-wracking experience since the stone could shatter if struck at the wrong angle. Today, most diamonds are cut with saws that are actually thin metal discs. Polishing, the final step in diamond cutting, requires a revolving iron wheel to create facets, the flat surfaces that reflect light, making the diamond sparkle. Though diamond cutting may reduce the size of the original stone by as much as 50%, the end result is a brilliant diamond with special allure and value. Valued since antiquity, diamonds originally were thought to come only from India, but in the 1700s they were discovered in Brazil. In the 1800s, South Africa became a major source. Now diamonds can be found in other parts of Africa, Australia, and the United States as well. The heaviest rough or uncut diamond on record was discovered in South Africa in 1905. Weighing 3,106 carats, or slightly over 1 1/3 pounds, it was cut the old-fashioned way. Its owner must have reposed great trust in the cutter, who reportedly fainted and had to be lifted off the floor after successfully completing the operation. Ultimately, this stone, the Cullinan, was cut into 9 large and 96 smaller gems. The largest of these, the Star of Africa, weighing 530.2 carats, was presented by the South African government of Transvaal to the King of Great Britain. It is the largest cut diamond in the world and is kept under tight security in the Tower of London, where it forms part of the British crown jewels. There was great excitement in the diamond world when an 890-carat rough diamond was found in South Africa in the early 1980s. Its owners hoped to cut it into a finished gem of at least 531 carats, making it larger than the Star of Africa. To help determine its final shape, diamond cutters made several plastic facsimiles cut in various ways. As the cutters proceeded, they realized the truth of the gem cutter's old saying, "The diamond, not the diamond cutter, tells the saw where to cut." For the owners found themselves in a quandary. Either their diamond could be the largest in the world but would not be perfect, or it could be perfect but not the largest in the world. It finally became the world's second largest diamond at just over 400 carats and was appraised at $20 million. Beginning in the 1890s, attempts were made to create synthetic diamonds. The problem at the time was that real diamonds are formed far below the Earth's surface, and there was no way to duplicate these conditions in the laboratory. Then, in the 1950s, scientists succeeded in producing pressures of 1.5 million pounds per square inch, and as a result, they were able to transmute graphite, composed of carbon, into industrial-quality diamonds. These are good for cutting other diamonds and are useful in various kinds of drills. Today, even greater pressure produces artificial diamonds of gem-like quality with weights up to 1 carat. One such imitation diamond is made from the mineral zircon, which, when exposed to high temperatures, loses its color and takes on a great brilliance. A first quality diamond can cost as much as $30,000 a carat. But size is only part of the story. A diamond's value depends on what jewelers call the 4 C's: cut, clarity, carats, and color. White diamonds are highly regarded, whereas stones with a yellow or brown tinge are not. Green and blue diamonds are very rare, and the extremely rare pink diamond sells for as much as $1 million a carat. Unfortunately for the average buyer, diamonds are a poor investment. Like automobiles, diamonds depreciate substantially in value as soon as they are purchased.